Now we will hear from God's word in Psalm 48.
今天我们一起来学习神的话语是在诗篇48章。
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God. His holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, is the joy of all the earth. Mount Zion in the far north, the city of the great king.
Go ahead, I'll read the whole piece.
Within her citadels, God has made himself known as a fortress. For behold, the kings assembled themselves. They came on together. As soon as they saw it, they were astounded. They were in panic. They took to flight. Trembling took hold of them there, anguish as of a woman in labor. By the east wind, you shatter the ships of Tarshish. As we have heard, so we have seen, in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, which God will establish forever. We have thought on your steadfast love, O God, in the midst of your temple. As your name, O God, so your praise reaches to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is filled with righteousness. Let Mount Zion be glad. Let the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments. Walk about Zion, go around her, number her towers, consider well her ramparts, go through her citadels, that you may tell the next generation that this is God. Our God, forever and ever, He will guide us forever.
我们一起用中文来念诗篇四十八章。耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上该受大赞美，锡安山大君王的城，在北面居高华美，为全地所喜悦。神在其宫中自显为避难所，看那众王会合一同经过，他们见了这城就惊奇上胆，急忙逃跑。他们在那里被战惊疼痛抓住，好像惨难的妇人一样。神啊，你用东风打破他势的船只，我们在万军之耶和华的城中，就是我们神的城中所看见的，正如我们所听见的，神必坚立这座城直到永远。神啊，我们在你的殿中想念你的慈爱。神啊，你受的赞美正与你的名相称直到地极。你的右手满了公义，因你的判断，锡安山应当欢喜，犹大的城邑应当快乐。你们当周游锡安，四围凯旋绕，数点城楼，查看他的外国，查看他的宫殿，为要传说到后代。因为这神永永远远为我们的神，他必做我们引路的，直到此时。
Pray with me.
我们一起祷告。
God, show us your truth.
主啊，把你的真理显给我们看。
Give faith to our hearts.
使我们心里对你有信心。
Help us to obey this word.
让我们来顺从你的话语。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. In my high school senior year, I went on a trip to Nashville, Tennessee.
在我高中最后一年的时候，我去田纳西纳西维尔有了一个旅行。
Nashville is the most important place in the world for country western music.
Nashville 是音乐之城，它是世界上最重要的关于西部乡村音乐的地方。
I was more interested in the girls on the trip.
但是在这个旅行中，我更多的是关注我们班的女同学。
I didn't like country western music then.
我那时候也不喜欢西部乡村音乐。
And I didn't really know any of its singers.
我一点也不知道他们那些歌手。
I only remember one place.
我只记得一个地方。
It was a large mansion.
那是个非常非常大的住宅。
And it had a swimming pool.
在那里面有一个游泳池。
That was shaped like a guitar.
就像一个，它形状就像一个大的吉他。
But I didn't even know who lived there.
我一点也不知道谁住在那里面。
2 years later, things changed.
事情发生了变化在两年以后。
When I began university, disco music was popular.
我到上大学的时候，那时候 disco 很流行。
I hated disco music.
我一点都不喜欢 disco.
The only thing I could start doing was to listen to country western music.
所以唯一的一件事情，我就只好听西部乡村音乐。
At that time, I learned about one of the most famous country western singers of all time.
在那时候呢，我就知道有一个非常有名的西部乡村乐歌手。
His name was Webb Pierce.
他的名字叫 Webb Pierce.
He was one of the most famous country western singers ever.
他是至今为止最有名的西部乡村音乐的歌手。
He had almost 40 consecutive top hits.
他的音乐在排行榜上连续40周排行第一。
I learned so many things about him, he became like my music idol.
我知道关于他的那么多的事，他就变成了我音乐的偶像。
And I learned that he had a large house.
我知道他有个大的房子。
With a swimming pool.
有一个游泳池。
Shaped like a guitar.
那个游泳池就像是一个吉他一样。
If I had known that 2 years before,
如果我知道两年前知道这件事的应该话，
my high school class trip would not just be a trip.
我的高中的这个旅行不仅仅是旅行了。
It would have been a pilgrimage.
这就像一个去朝圣一样。
It would have been a holy trip.
就像去耶路撒冷朝圣一样。
Where one of my great country western idols lived.
我的最有名的乡村音乐的偶像就住在那。
I tell you this story for a reason.
我告诉你这故事是有原因的。
Because we often come to church this way.
我们经常以同样的方式来到我们的教会。
We have many reasons we might come to church.
我们来教会有很多的原因。
To see friends.
看看朋友。
To hear good music.
听听音乐。
To not be lonely.
不会感到孤单。
To learn better English.
学习更好的英语。
To learn better Mandarin.
学习更好的汉语。
But there is only one best reason to go to church.
但是去教会有个最重要的原因。
And that is because of who lives here.
那就是因为谁住在这个教会。
I want us to look at Psalm 48 and ask one question.
我希望你们在读诗篇48篇的时候，我问你们一个问题。
What's so great about church?
教会到底有什么好？
We're going to find out three things.
我们会讨论三个问题。
The church has a great God.
教会有一个伟大的神。
The church has a great salvation.
教会有奇妙的救恩。
And the church has a great story to tell.
教会可以告诉我们许多美妙的故事。
First of all, the church has a great God.
首先我们谈教会有一个伟大的神。
Look at verses 1 through 3.
我们一起看第一节到第三节。
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God.
耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中。
This is a psalm about Zion.
这是关于锡安的这个诗篇。
The mountain where God's temple was.
锡安山上面有神的殿。
And it's a psalm about Jerusalem.
这是关于耶路撒冷的诗篇。
The city where God had chosen for his temple to be.
这个耶路撒冷是神选的城市。
Jerusalem was where David brought the Ark of the Covenant.
耶路撒冷是大卫把神的约柜带到的城市。
Jerusalem was where King Solomon built the temple.
耶路撒冷是所罗门王建立圣殿的地方。
And it was where the glory cloud of God came down and rested.
在圣殿里面有神圣的云降在那里。
Why does that tell us something about the church?
到底这个跟我们这个教会有什么关系呢？
Because the New Testament makes clear that all of the promises to Zion are now fulfilled in the church of Jesus Christ.
我新约就告诉我们，在旧约里面，神给锡安山和耶路撒冷所有的应许，在新约里面，在耶稣基督的教会已经完全的实现了。
In John chapter 2,
在约翰福音第二章的时候，
Jesus said, "Tear down the temple, and I will raise it up in 3 days."
耶稣基督说，把圣殿打倒，第三天以后我会重建。
The Pharisees thought he was talking about the stone temple.
那些法利赛人以为他是说的是石头的圣殿。
But John tells us Jesus is talking about himself.
但是使徒约翰告诉我们，耶稣基督说的是他自己。
The temple of God was raised from the grave on the third day.
神的圣殿在第三天以后被重建。
Paul calls followers of Jesus the Israel of God.
保罗告诉那些以色列神的追随者们。
And he says we are citizens of the Jerusalem above.
我们是天上耶路撒冷的臣民。
But most important is Hebrews chapter 12.
最重要的是希伯来书第二章。
It tells us that we have come to Zion.
他告诉我们，我们来到了锡安山。
And to the city of the living God.
来到了神，活神居住的城市。
And to the thousands of angels.
成千上万的天使。
And to the church of the firstborn.
所有头生子的教会。
Because Jesus has entered in.
因为耶稣基督在哪儿。
Because Jesus has won the victory.
因为耶稣基督已经得胜。
We all stand in the presence of God in His new Jerusalem. So that the Old Testament teaches us about the Church of Jesus. When it teaches us about Zion and Jerusalem. This psalm says that Mount Zion is the joy of all the earth.
这里面说到，锡安山为全地所喜悦。
This is a strange statement.
这是个非常奇怪的宣称。
Wasn't God just the God of the Jews?
那的神难道只是犹太人的神吗？
Zion was not the biggest mountain in that area.
而且锡安山在那边也不是一个最高的山。
How can the psalmist say that Zion is the joy of the whole earth?
为什么诗人说这个锡安山是为全地所喜悦的呢？
It wasn't because of Zion.
这是因为锡安山本身吗？
But because of Zion's God.
还是因为锡安山上所住的神？
What made Zion great was God, the great God of Zion.
使锡安山能够为全地所喜悦的，其实是上面所居住的神。
This psalm tells us that it's in the far north.
诗篇里面还说过在北面。
There's a Hebrew word there, Zaphon.
在希伯来文这个文字叫做Zaphon。
It can mean north.
它可以指着北面。
But that word also referred to the mountain on which Baal dwelled.
其实这个Zaphon还指的是一个巴利神所住的一个山。
The God of the Canaanites.
是那些非利士人造神。
The psalmist is saying Zion is greater than Zaphon.
这个诗人其实说的是锡安山比Zaphon山要更可贵。
Why?
更伟大，为什么？
Because Jehovah is greater than Baal.
因为耶和华比巴利神更伟大。
So Zion was great because God lived there in a unique way among his people.
锡安山之所以伟大，是因为神在他的选民中有奇妙的同在。
And for the same reason, that is why the church is great.
同样的，这就是为什么我们教会有这么的伟大。
Why do you come to OCECC?
为什么你们来OCECC?
If somebody asks you at Wendy's restaurant,
当人们来问你这个问题的时候，
Hey, don't you go to OCECC?
Hey, 你是不是去OCECC?
And you say yes?
是的。
And they ask you, why you go there?
你为什么去那儿?
What would you say?
你会怎么回答?
We have great mission trips.
我们有很好的短宣队。
We have great music.
我们有很好的音乐。
We have a great location.
我们有很好的地址。
We have wonderful fellowship.
我们有很好的交通。
We have handsome pastors.
我们有英俊的牧师。
What would you say?
我们怎么来回答?
Our first answer.
我们第一个回答就是,
is because we have a great God.
因为我们有一个伟大的神。
OCC is great.
OCC 之所以好,
because God is great.
因为神是可妙可奇妙的神。
But the second reason the church is great is because it has a great salvation.
第二个原因, 教会之所以伟大, 因为有奇妙的救恩在那里。 如果我们看第四节到第八节，我们就会看到，
It talks about a time where God saved Zion.
这里面说到在以前神拯救锡安山。
There are many times this could describe.
在旧约里面有很多的描述。
There were many times in the Old Testament when enemies attacked Zion.
在旧约里面描写了很多敌人来攻打锡安山的情景。
Often it was because God's people had turned away from him.
很多时候的原因是因为神的选民背离了神。
And God would allow a foreign army to invade.
所以神就让外邦来入侵以色列。
Such as in the days of Hezekiah.
就像是西西家王的时候。
When the king of Assyria stood at the gates of Jerusalem.
当亚述王兴起来侵略耶路撒冷。
Hezekiah repented.
西西王悔改。
And he led the whole nation in repentance.
他让所有的以色列人都悔改。
And they cried out to God to save them.
他们祈求神来拯救他们。
They went to bed that night.
他们那天晚上就睡觉了。
And when they woke the next morning, the Assyrian army was gone.
当第二天醒来的时候，所有的这个亚述的军队都走了。
God had come in the night.
神差使者在那个晚上进去。
With his army of angels.
用他使者的军天使的军队。
And as quick as we can blink the eye,
就像我们眼睛一眨的时间，
God had chased the Assyrians away.
神就把这些亚述军队赶跑了。
There are other similar stories.
在同样有一个相似的故事。
But the psalmist is remembering them.
诗人只是在怀念那些事情。
God had saved Jerusalem.
神拯救了耶路撒冷。
And he did it quickly.
他非常非常的快就这么做。
As quick as a woman giving birth to a child.
就像是妇人生产孩子一样。
God is able to save.
神完全可以拯救。
And this is what is so great about the church.
这就是为什么教会很伟大。
We gather together to celebrate the great salvation which God has given us.
我们聚集在一起，一起来庆祝神给我们的伟大的救恩。
In his son Jesus Christ.
在他的儿子耶稣基督里面。
Jesus Christ bore our sins on the cross.
耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的罪而死。
He took away our shame.
他把我们的羞辱拿去。
We no longer have to look down in the presence of God.
当我们在神面前的时候，我们不需要低头。
We can look up and look into his face.
我们可以抬头直面他，直视神的面。
And see his smile.
看着他的脸上的微笑。
This is the great salvation which God has given us.
这就是神给我们伟大的救赎。
He raised his son from the dead on the third day.
在第三天他使耶稣基督从死里复活。
And when he did, he put to shame all of the other gods.
在他做这样的时候，就使所有的别的神受到羞辱。
The God of pride.
神会哭。
The God of riches.
神那些使那些有钱的人，
the God of reputation,
神有丰富的供应，神有他的美名，
the God of image,
神有他的样式。
He put to shame all the gods,
他通过这些去羞辱其他的神。
When God raised him from the dead,
当耶稣基督被从死里复活的时候。
And we receive this salvation in the church of Jesus Christ,
我们在耶稣基督的教会里面领受从耶稣基督来的救赎。
And there are benefits which God gives us only within the church.
在教会里面有一些好处是只有在教会里面才能得到。
We shared a holy meal.
我们一起来领圣餐。
Only within the church do we receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ and the grace which comes through that.
我们只有在教会里我们才能领受耶稣基督的身体。
In the church we receive baptism in Jesus' name.
在教会里面我们有奉耶稣基督名的受洗。
Which tells us that we no longer belong to the devil.
表示我们再也不属于那些邪恶的人。
But we belong body and soul to God and His faithful Son Jesus Christ.
所以我们无论从身体还是灵里面都属于耶稣基督。
As we heard from Hebrews chapter 10 earlier in the service.
当我们看到希伯来书第十章的时候。
The church is not an option for the believer in Jesus Christ.
教会对于我们耶稣基督的信徒来说是必须的。
The church is our family.
教会就是我们的家庭。
Our home.
我们的家。
And the city in which God has gathered us as the followers of Jesus.
我们在这个教会里面就是教会就是神把我们在奥兰多这个地方所有的信徒聚集在一起。
But there is a third thing about the church.
在教会之所以伟大还有第三件事。
The church has a great God.
教会有伟大的神
a great salvation,
奇妙的救恩
but it also has a great story to tell.
还有美妙的故事来传扬。
We see starting in verse 9,
我们看从第九节
The psalmist is remembering things about God's holy city.
在这里啊，诗人怀念神所设立的圣城。
In verse 12, we see the psalmist says to walk around Zion.
第十二节说到你们当周游西安。
He begins to name the features of Zion.
他可以在这个西安苏联城楼。
Imagine this in your mind.
我们大家想象一下。
As pilgrims, we are going to Jerusalem to worship the Lord.
作为朝圣者，我们一起到耶路撒冷去敬拜我们的神。
As my family leaves my house, we sing this song.
当我们离开我们的家里的时候，我们就在这里一起来唱圣歌。
As we meet your family, you're singing this song.
当我看到碰到你们家的时候，我们一起来唱这个圣歌。
And as we go to bigger and bigger roads, we meet more people singing this song.
当我们走上大路的时候，我们就会看到更多更多的人加入我们来唱这个圣歌。
Singing about how great God is.
赞扬神是多如何的伟大。
Singing about how great His salvation is.
他的救恩是如何的伟大。
And then when we all arrive together, we see a tour guide.
当我们一起聚的时候，我们看到有一个导游。
He says, "Follow me."
他说跟随我。
We come to a gate.
我们到一个城楼。
And he tells us a story of how God had acted at that gate.
他就这个导游就告诉我们神在这个。城门边上有何处的何样的作为
He leads us to a tower.
他把我们带到一个塔边上。
And reminds us of how God had acted from that tower.
告诉我们神在这个塔上面有如何的作为。
And we go all around the city.
我们就在这个西安城到处转。
Hearing the stories of God's greatness and His great salvation.
听神伟大的故事和伟大的救恩。
But it's not just for the grown-ups.
这不仅仅是为了成人。
Verse 13 tells us there's a purpose.
十三节告诉我们这里是有目的。
So that you may tell it to the next generation.
所以要传说到后代。
The church is God's gift to us.
教会是神给我们的礼物。
But it's only a gift for us to give away.
这个礼物是让我们来给别人的。
To the next generation.
给我们的下一代。
One great blessing I receive when I am in your fellowship.
当我跟大家在一起最大的一个祝福就是
It is the blessing of seeing young and old worshiping together.
我看到有年长的人和年少的人在一起来敬拜神。
Of hearing English and Mandarin spoken in praise.
我听见有英文和中文一起来祷告一起来敬拜神。
You are doing it the right way.
你们所做的就是一个正确的事情。
Don't let Americans mess you up.
不要让美国的这些风俗干扰你们。
God did not build the church so that we could just be with people our own age.
神设立这个教会并不是让我们只与我们同样岁数的人在一起。
Older people here.
年长的人在这里。
The children are here so that you can tell them the stories of Zion.
你们可以告诉年轻的孩子们关于西安的故事。
Younger people.
年轻人。
God has given you the older people.So that you can hear all that God has done for them.
神赐给你们年长的人，所以你能够从他们听见神所有奇妙的作为。
So that we will all sing the same song.
所以我们在一起唱同样的圣歌。
Even if it's in different languages.
甚至不在一个同样的语言。
Because this is the scene of the end of all time.
这就是最后的景象。
All of God's people.
所有属神的人。
The church victorious.
所以得胜的教会
singing one song
只唱同一首圣歌
the song of Moses and the Lamb
这个圣歌是称颂神的羔羊
in every tongue
从每一种语言里说出来
one song
只有一首歌
because the church isn't great because of itself
因为教会并不是因为它本身才好
It is only great because of God.
它好是因为我们有一位奇妙的神。
And what God has done for her.
而且是因为神为这个教会所做的一切。
And the story He has given her.
还有他给所有教会的他的故事。
Amen.
Amen.